Matt, what is happening?
Melissa, what is happening? Really, what is happening? I think we really need to discuss what is happening, and I think we're going to discuss
The elephant
one
in the
of,
room.
yeah, well, it's one of our adventures from the past.
Sorry, I'm gonna start
And it
laughing.
is it's very twisted. Like, I consider this to be one of the oddest things of all time. I'm going to try. Prior to us starting to record, everybody, we kept saying, I'm going to try to get through this without laughing. So
Can't, I'm already laughing.
I am going to try. Okay. So let's begin with history. Let's begin with history.
Always a good place to start.
To refresh everybody, Melissa and I are both very big music fans. I am much older than her. I'm 15 years older. I am a record collector. In the 1970s, I discovered Billy Joel. I love Billy Joel. I bought every single record I can get my hand on
And for
back
me as well.
then. And he's fantastic. And then along came Melissa. Melissa is the quintessential. Well, we know a lot of people that are quintessential, but between us, she is the quintessential Billy Joel fan, as like I consider myself the quintessential Beatle fan. She's the quintessential Billy Joel fan. So we love Billy Joel, and there are multiple times when he did concerts here in Syracuse, New York at the Carrier Dome. And we went to them together. I believe Melissa's first one, she didn't go with me because she was, I believe, 11, so she went with her mom.
No, it was my I went with my aunt and uncle who have both
Your aunt
since
and
passed
uncle.
away. But yep.
Were you 11?
Yes, I was 11 because it was the Stormfront Tour 1990 at the Carrier Dome.
1990, which would have made me 26. So that there's a word for that. So, that would have looked kind of weird. That, oh, look, there's Matt and his 11-year-old date. No friend. Known since two, I can't go through the story again. I can't go through it all again. So, all right. So that was 1990, which actually that's a whole nother story for me, because then I got in a car with a friend and drove to Buffalo in an ice storm after the show ended. So now it's like midnight, 1, 2 o'clock, because we were going to another concert the night before. But we wanted to get up to Buffalo. It was horrible, but that's not what we're going to talk about. What we're going to talk about is this particular concert that occurred in March of 2006. Again, we went to other concerts prior to that. What was the one after that, Melissa, that we went to? Was it the Face to Face with Elton?
Face to f oh, yes, I believe it would have been.
And then there
Yes.
was another one where it was just Billy and you and I. But was that River Dreams?
I did not go with you to that one. I was with actually my friends Chris and Mike for that one,
I'm
for River of
confused. Although
Dreams.
Billy did come multiple times.
He did. He did.
Okay. Let's talk about March 2006, since it is the anniversary, quote unquote. So I'm driving down a major street here in Syracuse, very major street, West Genesee Street, and I go to make a left-hand turn at a light with the arrow green to make the left, and the car coming in the other direction, who had a red, decided to run it and hit me. Teenage boys, they were throwing a basketball back and forth to each other,
I
yada
don't
yada
mean to
yada.
laugh, everybody. I'm laughing because
Because there
you
was
have
car accident number, I don't know what, 27, 8. Yeah, I had a lot of accidents, and none of them were my fault. For doing
You hit to my
anything
car.
wrong,
You
I'm
hit
just.
to my car.
Oh, you hit them. My car wasn't even an accident. That's just a yeah. But I mean, the whole, everything's either weather related or, you know, Valentine's Day where the guy was in a hurry and I was in his way. I was at the stoplight that was red. Lots of stories, lots of car accidents. We're not going to do any car accident stories on this podcast other than this one because what is happening is like really in huge letters. So here's what happened. This accident took place shortly before the Billy Joel concert with Melissa and I each had a ticket to sitting next to each other. Mm-hmm. So now I am injured and I cannot go to the concert. So Melissa, you take it from here.
So at the time, I was on the radio here. I was on a local station, a very big top 40 station. And, you know, now a lot more people in Central New York know about my passion for Billy Joel. And to the point that there would be people going, oh, Billy Joel, there's that girl on the radio. She loves Billy Joel. So Matt and I get tickets. And for some reason, we had three. We had three tickets and somebody couldn't. Oh, no, we didn't. Sorry, back it up. I'm thinking of something else. Yeah. So we had our tickets. We were all set to go. Matt gets in this car accident and is now unable to go fairly last minute to the show. So I'm mentioning this on the radio. And the man that it was his radio show, I was just like the sidekick. He said, hey, wait a minute. Why don't we make you a contest? And I'm like, what? He goes, yeah. We can promote it as sit next to the biggest Billy Joel fan in Syracuse. And this person can win a ticket to sit next to you because that's got to be an experience in and of itself. So I'm like, you know what? That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I know other people that are going to be at the Dome. It's not like, you know, and I don't need to sit next to someone I know at a concert because it's a concert and you're not really talking. So it comes time, and the key thing was once you hear, and I got to pick the song, when you were the 10th caller after you heard Moving Out, then you would be the winner to sit next to Melissa, the Billy Joel show. So were you working nights at the time, Matt?
I was not on nights yet.
Okay. So you were able to listen live when we knew ahead of time when they were going to air the ringtone or the sound effects, and it was going to be during the afternoon drive time.
Yes.
Instead of the morning time. So I knew, Matt knew, a couple other people knew. We were listening to the radio because I wanted to know who I was sitting next to, thinking it's going to be an Uber fan and we're going to have a great time and I'm going to make a friend. So we're listening to the radio.
I'm sorry.
In the afternoon, DJ says, oh, you're the 10th caller. You get to go see Billy Joel with Melissa. What's your name? Lori. I'm immediately, my stomach immediately sank just listening to the tone of this woman's voice.
Her voice was very like,
could have cared less.
I'm trying to think of a comparison. Like, I don't know. Can telephone you think of operator from 1970. Like,
so monotone.
Lori. Oh, yeah. Lori.
Lori. Lori, yeah. Where are you calling from? Syracuse. Lori, where do you work? Now, they're literally trying to pull information out of her. When you call a radio station, you kind of should talk and interact a little bit. You should be excited about
and
the prize.
Most people do, right? They're all psyched that they got through. They were the caller.
Well, yeah. The station I was on after this one, we used to have this thing called Caveman U, Stump the Teacher. And people would literally get a paper diploma and they would flip out that they won a paper diploma from Caveman U. All right. This woman wins floor seats to see Billy Joel and we're getting Lori, Syracuse. Lori, what do you do for a living? Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not doing it.
I can't do it. She goes.
You could get a grip. We're on a podcast.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. She goes, able medical transport.
Able medical transport. This woman transports people that are critically ill to the hospital. Now, let me tell you something. I've been in an ambulance multiple times, unfortunately. And all those people are so damn upbeat. Matt, you're okay. Blah, blah. You know, they talk to you really, whatever. If this woman was transporting me, I'd be like, please drive me off the road. I can't deal with the depression of it. I can't.
So the afternoon DJ goes, wow, Lori, you excited to go see Billy Joel with Melissa? Yeah. Okay. I'm now on the floor crying, going, oh no, this went bad. This went really bad. How am I going to do this? This is going to be bad. So it's like, well, have a great time. You can come pick up your tickets, blah, 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 blah. I immediately call Matt. I'm like, did you hear that? And you made that sound. You did that.
I did, because I was in such shock. Because I've listened to the radio my entire life. I used to do contests constantly. I won Oreos. I was like so happy.
Was that the life supply or the year supply of Oreos?
That was the 1 year supply of Oreos for their 75th anniversary. It was 75 cases, not the little bit the things you buy for $3.99 in the store. This is a 12 pack of those times 75. They were everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, God. So you knew how contests go and how they should go.
And I was very excited over the fact that now my life is just bombarded with cookies. I would have been even happier if I had a Billy Joel ticket that I didn't have. So, yeah.
Which, sadly, you had, and then circumstances beyond your control prevented you from being able to go.
Right. And so the ticket was won in a contest by Lori from Able Medical Transport, who just really wasn't happy with her job. And you know what?
Or her life. We don't know.
We don't normally use names on our podcasts or whatever, but this particular one, yes, it had to be, because first of all, she's not listening. Okay. We don't know her last name, and that part is coming up next. So
yeah, we don't know who she is. So now Melissa, you're probably,
it's time for you to trot up to the Carrier Dome to see Billy Joel.
Okay, so if you've ever been to a concert at the Carrier Dome, it literally is a trot. It is on a hill. Usually you're out of breath, even if you're in shape, when you get to the dome. And we're in March, so it's cold. Now, back in those days, it used to be, I used to have physical reactions to going the day of the concert. Not that I don't anymore. I get very excited still. But this was like over the top exciting because I was younger and I couldn't travel to see Billy as often as I would have liked. So I'm an emotional mess and I'm heading up to the dome with a couple other people that had seats in different areas. And I was like, I'm so excited. I get to meet Lori. I'm going to make it a great time. So we go in. I purchase one of everything at the concession stand. I got my bags. I'm going down to my seats. It was one of the first times I was on the floor. The previous time for the face-to-face tour, I was on the floor. We can talk about that too at some point.
Oh yeah, so with the stomper. Remember
the stomper? And my banner. So we go to, I walk down, I leave my friends, I walk down to my seat and I'm looking and I'm like, I didn't know what ticket number she had. Was she to the left or the right of me? And I sit down and there's this person sitting there and I looked and I go, Lori? And I hear, who? I go, are you Lori from Able Medical? from Able Medical Transport? They're like, no. Oh, okay. So maybe it's the person coming on the other side of me. Lori? Excuse me? Lori from Able Medical Transport? No. I'm like, oh, okay. So something's happening. So I said, oh, you know, how long have you had your tickets? And the people to the right of me were two people together. So I'm like, okay, well, it can't be them. They're together. So it's got to be this single person over here. I'm like, so where did you get your tickets from? Oh, I bought it from some person out on the street. What?
Some person.
What is happening?
On the street. So Lori, driving her medical transport van, pulls over and in her extremely cheery voice says, you want to buy a Billy Joel ticket? I mean, can you visualize the whole thing?
I really can.
Now, was this a guy or a girl that was...
I didn't know, so I played it safe because yes, Lori was the one.
I remember you telling me it was like an androgynous thing.
I didn't know, and I didn't want to be offensive even back then. So Lori was the one that it was supposed to be. So I'm like, I'm going to go with this because I didn't know. Yep. Yeah, so we had a great time. Not really. No, that was the extent of our conversation.
Did you even get a name?
Nope. I have no idea who that person was. I was pissed at Lori from Able Medical Transport and continued still to this day. Every time I see an Able Medical Transport van, I look, I stop and I look and I stare. I'm sure my idea in my head is not what reality is, but I have to stop and have a moment because I'm like, this could have gone so differently. There could have been a non-Lori that could have won that ticket.
Right. I mean, and as far as the whole stopping, when you see the van, I do the same thing.
Yeah, you just, it's a scar. It's a permanent scar.
It's like,
oh, I wanted to call.
My ticket. I really wanted to be there. Right. And
you were kind enough to pass it along to have someone who's a really big fan be able to sit on the floor in really good seats and sit next to another fellow really big fan. And we got a woman who hawked the ticket that she won for free for some guy that's literally stood there with his arms across his chest the entire time.
Yeah. Now, you know what I say to that, Melissa? You know what I say? I say, you had to be an idiot, Lori from Able Medical Transport. You took the ticket and gave it away. Yep. Sorry, had to get it in there.
I'm glad you did. You did it in such a great way. I'm going to call you Mr. Segway.
I thought that was very good. I didn't put your name in it, but I did put Lori from Able Medical Transport.
And that's her name. Like, she should change that.
Oh, yeah, her name is not Lori. It's Lori from Able Medical Transport.
Wherever she is. If at some random time I ever find out that I meet her, I don't know. I think my life would be complete, really.
Right. I mean, it's been a lot of years, though. A
lot of years.
I can't believe,
like, I just, beyond shaking your head at this point, and obviously still to this day, we get a huge laugh out of it. It's one of those things that we've had quite a few concert experiences that we're going to share with all of you.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of concert experience podcasts. There is one that makes both of us laugh so hard. I almost think we should record that soon too, because it's just...
And here's the thing. You and I have attended a lot of concerts, and something happens at every single one of them. We have not been able to go to a concert and have just a normal evening at a concert. That doesn't happen.
I think if we go in a group of people, it's not that bad. It's more when it's just us.
Yeah, but I do think there's been group situations where there's been not as big of incidences, but definitely something strange happens.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, we had to do the Lori from Able Medical Transport as our first concert podcast with you guys, because this is the month of March and it is when it happened. It was March 2006, so it was 16 years ago, but we're still very highly affected by it. So, I mean, as far as the car accident, Oh, wait, Melissa, I got to add this in here. So I go to physical therapy.
Oh, my God, that's right.
Holy cow, I can't believe we didn't think of this. So, you know, I have doctors telling me, you got to have surgery. Okay, I'm not going to talk this controversial, but, you know, I have had surgeries on things that I needed to. But here's what I'm going to say. It's my opinion. You don't have a surgery on something you don't need to have a surgery on. It's the worst thing you could do for yourself. So, you know, I chose to go to physical therapy. And I'll tell you, the injuries I had from the accident, I have had no repercussions. I have pains all over my body, except there. And so, so I go into the physical therapy place. And they're like, well, we have two therapists for you, Joanna. And I'm like, Joanna. And I'm looking at her, and she is the sister of Maria DeSantis, who is a local vocalist musician here. Her dad was very famous, Mario DeSantis, also a musician. And I love Maria. I love her. So I was like, you're Maria's sister. Oh, my God, you're my therapist. She goes, yeah. She goes, well, you got two. Because we alternate. She goes, this is your other therapist, Jim.
My whole I've had Jim before, too, because Jim's still at this physical therapy place.
Right, he is still there. Melissa had Jim after I did. I made Melissa come to therapy with me the next time.
That? That's right, that's right.
Because I needed for her to see what was happening. Again, this was a what is happening moment. You guys, Jim looked exactly like Billy Joel.
Height and everything.
Like 1980, Melissa? 1980, yeah. Billy Joel?
Well, no, because he didn't. Well, at the time, yes. Now he's more late 90s Billy Joel. But yeah, height and everything.
Oh, their face, the hair?
The hair, yeah.
But their face, yeah, their face. If you took the sunglasses off during the It's Still Rock and Roll to Me video,
yep,
that's... Oh my, exactly. I'm like, your name's, what's your name again?
Yeah.
Jim. And he goes, Jim. He goes, go ahead and say it.
I get it all the time.
I'm sorry. I said, I'm a huge music fan, but oh my God. I mean, you must have the best life.
Uncanny. The resemblance. Uncanny.
So I called Melissa. I said, you're going to my next physical therapy class.
Oh, okay. Because I just go. That's what we do. Yep.
So there's this folding chair. And the woman at the front desk, Norma. I'm like, Norma, you got to get me a chair. She goes, for what? I said, my friend's here to look at Jim. See, isn't that weird? The whole thing... The car accident. We would have never met Jim. Oh.
Everything happens for a reason. Just want to know the reason for Lori from Able Medical Transport. I don't know the reason for that yet. What if she was your transport? Did you go in an ambulance for that accident?
Wait a minute. Yes.
What if she was the driver and you didn't know it?
Yes, I have to remember because... If you recall, they wouldn't let anybody near me.
Right.
The car flipped.
Yep.
And, you know, that's a whole nother story. We're not even, I'm not going to, because that we might need to.
Can we do a podcast on your accidents?
My accident. And this one in particular, I have an older sister. She's 9 years older. Love her to death. Very protective of me. Sometimes it's a little much, but. Other times, like car accident, it's not. And we're not going to talk about that. We'll just say that there was some altercation that occurred.
A day in the life.
Yes. A day in the life. And as the day ends, we say those three magic words. What is happening?
As you shake your head and put your hand on your head and go, what is happening?
Another episode's come to an end.
Already, here we go, and we're in the 30 minutes. So, very quickly, like us, share us, Facebook, podcasts, follow us, like us, share, and feedback. We love your feedback. Please keep it coming. We have thick skin.
Love the feedback. Love it. Just love knowing that you're listening and you're...
Yeah, we love to know just who's listening.
Maybe you were at that Billy Joel concert in 2006. Hey, I was at that concert. Maybe I was sitting near you, Melissa, and that stranger from the street that got your ticket.
Maybe you know. I know Lori from Able Medical Transport because we're still trying to find her 16 years later.
Right.
Maybe you could be the missing piece to the story.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Well, enjoy your day, everyone. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you very, very much, and have a great day.
We'll be back soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
We are so goddamn good at this.
I forgot about physical therapy.